Thank you, Brother Billy. It's a joy to be in camp meeting. I have thoroughly enjoyed it. The Lord has blessed my soul. And I pastor the Good Samaritan Baptist Fellowship in Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina. Me and Brother Billy from the same hitching post. Amen. And I love Brother Billy Caswell. I really do. This church and all the hospitality and the work that has gone into camp meeting. And I enjoy seeing preacher friends that I don't get to see often, and to have fellowship and pick a little bit. Every time this fellow sees me, he goes laughing. I don't know why, but that's just my looks. Amen. But anyway, I appreciate this church and all the hard work that goes in, all the goodness that is provided to we that come each year. And it's a joy to me. And I want to give you one little thought. And I know you know it's hard for me to give you one little thought. But anyway, one verse of scripture in Exodus chapter number 3. I've been at the place the Lord has placed me for. I'm in my 20th year there now. And God has been so good. I love my church family. I love, they aggravate me sometime. I know yours don't do that, but mine do, but I love them to death. I love them to death. I hope it's my last stop after 48 years. Amen. I hope it's my last stop. But whatever the Lord orders, we'll go with that. Amen. He's, as somebody said many times, he's calling the shots. Amen. It's not my ministry, it's his ministry. Amen. It's not my church, he's the head of it. And I just enter into labor, co-laborers with him. But in verse number 5 of Exodus chapter 3, and I think this summarizes this camp meeting. And you know the story of Moses on backside of the desert tending Jethro's flock. And 40 years he's back there, 40 years in the palace, 40 years in the desert, 40 years in the wilderness. You got Moses' life. And he said in verse 5, and he said, draw not nigh hither, God speaking, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. I want to give you three things about holy ground. I believe Brother Tom brought out the other day that, or Brother Craig, when God said, take your shoes off, Moses, it was exercising the authority of the Almighty. God's an authority. Whether you're in the palace or the desert, he is an authority. It's his will, as Brother Fraley just said, it's his will, not our will. And to be submissive to his will, Moses ran into a tumbleweed, a bush in the desert. Don't sound like much, does it? If God could create the universe, he can get in a bush. He's getting old dry tumbleweed. And it catches on fire. That's not the miracle. Tumbleweeds in 130 degree temperature, old dry tumbleweeds and bushes caught on fire often. That's not the miracle. The miracle is the bush kept burning. We need these camp meetings, Brother Billy, to keep burning. Amen. We need these times of refreshing to keep on burning and burning year in and year out. I believe these camp meetings are holy ground. And I'm glad to be just a little bit part of it. Hallelujah. Amen? By the grace of God. Let me give you three quick things. I see the presence of the Lord. He speaks to Moses out of the bush. God is there. Amen? Out of a bush. His ways are not our ways. Insignificant old dry parched bush, God is there. If he can speak out of a bush, He can speak in my situation and your situation. He's near. I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. The presence of God. For God said, Moses, he knew his name. Isn't that amazing? You think God had to search through the old desert and old stinking sheep to find Moses? He already knew where he was because God was with him. He had commissioned him. He's getting ready to commission him and command him to do something Moses did not think he could do. You remember when God called you to preach? I preached my first sermon just for my 22nd birthday, and I'm 69 years old now. Who ever thought it? Who ever imagined it? Mom and Daddy didn't. Who would have ever thought it that you and I, saved by the grace of God, would be sitting in camp meeting and listening to this great music, this great singing, and fellowshipping one with another in the name of the Lord Jesus, and to listen to the men of God preach the Word of God in the power of the Holy Spirit. God is here. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. Amen? His presence from the bush. As Moses approached the bush. The second thing I see also in the book of Exodus chapter 12, this also not only is holy ground when the presence of God is there and we know and have assurance that God is there, but brother, we see in the book of Exodus the precious blood is holy ground. In Exodus 12, he said, Moses, take a lamb. Sounds foolish to the world. 1 Corinthians 1:18 says it is. For the preaching cross to them that perish foolish but us to save the power of God. Amen. The cross is the power of God to you and I that are saved. Born again. The precious blood. Kill a lamb. Shed the blood of the lamb. Pour it in the basin. Apply the blood. That is holy ground. Take your shoes off. You're on holy ground. The third little truth here about holy ground, not only the presence of God, God speaking to Moses out of the burning bush, but the precious blood later on, Moses would take a lamb and shed the blood, a type of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the third thing, I see the powerful word he spoke to Moses. He spoke to Moses. My friend, our primary, and I'm talking to me just as well as I'm talking to you, our primary responsibility before God, as God called preachers, is to preach this word. Some people don't want a sermon, they want a summary. We need sermons from the book, the Word of God, the powerful Word of God. God spoke to Moses out of the bush and changed his life.
Amen.
Thank you for listening.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother.